Catherine in Oregon is doing some work on the bathroom. How can we help you today?
Yes, we're having a friendly difference of opinion on how to place or where to place mirrors.
Not okay. Nicely put.
Okay. Thank you. We tiled the countertops, and then we have a backsplash that is also tiled. And on top of the black backsplash, there is like a 3/4 inch wood molding.
Right.
My husband and son would like to set the mirrors just right on top of that molding.
Mm-hmm.
And my opinion is that they should go above.
How big are the mirrors? What are the dimensions? And how tall are your family members?
They're about 5'8" is the tallest. The mirrors are 24 by 36 inches.
I don't see any
24 by 36.
Yeah, I don't see any purpose for putting it directly on top of the molding. I think aesthetically, that's not going to look so fantastic.
Right.
Okay.
I would probably give somewhere between a 3 to 6 inch gap because you're dealing with a 3-foot-tall mirror, and that'll put your face somewhere in the middle of the mirror. You know, it makes sense for the layout.
Okay.
But I don't think aesthetically there's a reason. You know, if it's a ginormous mirror and the only way to, you know, get it because it's not going to fit in the ceiling is to have it sit on that molding, then all right, I could understand it. But otherwise, I feel like it's weird.
Now, are you adding any additional lighting?
Where the old lighting was a swag light that had just an outlet in the middle of that sink area or the wall area. And I think what we're going to do is put a bar light.
Right.
So I think that there'll be, you know, room. We haven't purchased it yet, but should we maybe purchase that first before we place our mirrors?
I think that would be a good idea because this way you can get it just right in between the two. Because once you set that mirror, you don't want to have to do it again.
And I don't know if I would go with a single bar light in between the two mirrors, Catherine. I feel like you're going to end up with some dark spots. And, you know, when you're dealing with a bath, you want proper lighting for shaving, for makeup application. And then, of course, you want the ability to use a dimmer to have, you know, softer lighting if you want to take a relaxing bath. But I feel like with double mirrors, it's either a good idea to do 3 fixtures, like sconces, one on either side outside of the mirrors and then one in the center, or 2 individual bar lights above each of the mirrors with down lighting, because you want to be able to see what you're doing. And then I might go with like a hi-hat or 2 in the ceiling just to give me, you know, more light that's not so much task lighting. This way the fixtures get to be decorative, but then you have an appropriate amount of light.
Well, that's very interesting. I hadn't considered that, so I'm very glad I called.
All right, Catherine, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.